latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, a very warm welcome along to Friday's busy Manchester City bulletin. First up, Pep Guardiola has hailed his side's performance despite their inability to dispatch 10-man Manchester United on Thursday night. City were the better team for large parts of the 174th Manchester derby, but failed to convert their dominance into victory, even after United saw Marouane Fellaini sent off in the 84th minute. Sergio Aguero came closest to deciding the game, striking the post early on and blazing a glorious chance over after the returning Gabriel Jesus had a goal ruled out for offside. But despite this, Guardiola could not fault his team's approach in the 0-0 draw, insisting, "We tried and played like we wanted to. We conceded few chances, knowing they are so dangerous on the counter-attack. We controlled that and created enough chances to win." Moving on, and Claudio Bravo may be set for a spell on the sidelines after picking up an injury in Thursday's 0-0 derby draw. The Chilean suffered a calf injury in the second half as he collected a corner and was taken off on a stretcher after receiving treatment. And the 34-year-old could now miss some key games over the next few weeks as City battle for a place in the top four. When asked about Bravo's injury, Guardiola replied, "I haven't spoken to the doctor, but it looks like a calf. We will know more on Friday. It looks like it could be a few games. I don't know if he will be available again this season." Finally, in City are reportedly set to send scouts to watch Juventus left-back Alexandro. The Brazilian defender has starred in Serie A this season, helping Max Allegri's side keep the best defensive record in Italy. And that has put him on the radar of Pep Guardiola. The City manager is looking to add some younger players to his backline, and according to Tutto Mercato Web, Sandro fits the bill, and City's representatives will be there to watch him on Friday night against Atalanta.